Hello, and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston, and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Billy, who's a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
How to make your body a fat-burning machine. Your body uses energy from fats, carbohydrates, and protein, which are the macronutrients in the foods that you eat. However, a number of factors can make you store more fat than is necessary or healthy. These include an unbalanced diet, hormone imbalances, lack of exercise and general inactivity, and other poor lifestyle choices. It feels good eating all the foods you crave. The problem is, and usually, before you realize it, you've accumulated unwanted fat. Now you know you are going to have to miss out on your delicious taste treats and try to lose the excess fat. It's certainly easier to put it on than take it off. There are several diet programs that you can try to burn fat away. However, you can help turn your body into a fat-burning machine with the following lifestyle adjustments. Drink plenty of water. Water is a liquid that your body needs all the time. It is essential for your organs to function. Without enough water, your body cannot operate properly. You will get tired and feel weak. When trying to shed excess fat, drinking plenty of water can make a huge difference to your weight loss efforts. Water has zero calories and makes you feel full. Water is essential in metabolizing the foods and non-water drinks you consume. In other words, your metabolism depends on your water intake. Studies have shown that those who drink between 8 to 12 glasses of water every day have a higher metabolic rate compared to those who consume much less. Don't skip meals. When trying to lose weight, you may think that skipping meals can be a great start. Certainly, controlled fasting can be a very effective weight loss method. However, randomly skipping meals causes hormonal triggers that not only make you hungry but also cause you to seek out and select the worst kinds of food for weight management. High GI simple carbs. When you do that, you will feel hungry, which sends a signal to your brain that your body needs to store fat to conserve energy for survival. Perhaps you've heard the term starvation mode. When you feel hungry, it also affects your emotions, so you tend to overeat when you do have your next meal and it's easy to resort to unhealthy foods. So to lose fat, stick with your regular meals and prepare small healthy snacks that you can easily eat whenever you're busy or out and about. Don't let your body think it needs to prepare itself for a starvation period. Eat the right foods. To burn fat, you need to eat the right foods. You need to eat healthy foods that include healthy fats, healthy complex carbohydrate foods, and quality protein-rich foods. Your body primarily uses fuel from carbs and fats for its energy needs. If you have excess stored body fat, then you are consuming more energy-rich food than your body can use and it is storing that excess as fat. For this reason, it is recommended to cut your carb intake so your body uses your fat stores instead. Your goal is to eat healthy foods that will provide all the necessary nutrients that your body needs. Stick to whole foods and avoid processed and sugar-laden foods and drinks that contain artificial ingredients and preservatives. Exercise consistently. What better way to burn unwanted fats than to be active and exercise regularly? Exercise uses calories. When readily available blood glucose is depleted, the body will begin to break down fat stores for energy requirements. It is ideal to work out in the morning, which is more beneficial for boosting your metabolism for the whole day. Also, when you exercise in the morning, you can relax in the evening, so you avoid making excuses at the end of the day when you may not feel motivated to get physical. Get quality sleep. Sleep is crucial for a healthy metabolism, and for your body to repair and restore itself. Good quality sleep of at least 7 hours every night will make you feel rested and energized the next morning. If you don't get quality sleep, you will feel sluggish and less inclined to exercise, and you will feel fatigued and crave sugar-based foods. Disrupted sleep increases feelings of being hungry, which is why it is a common cause of obesity. Make sure you get to bed early and get quality sleep and rest. You will have a more balanced metabolism, feel more alert, and be less inclined to make poor food choices. There are various diet programs available to help you lose weight, but to really boost your weight loss efforts, first train your body to be a fat burning machine. You can start that by following the suggestions above. Drink plenty of water, eat healthy foods without skipping meals, exercise consistently, and get enough rest and quality sleep. These simple steps will create a healthy platform for any other steps you take too. Are you ready to start?
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.drlhealthypracticespodcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about information activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.